Coin rim errors occur during the minting process, affecting the outer edges of coins in various ways that distinguish them from regular wear or damage. These manufacturing defects create unique characteristics that often make the coins valuable to collectors. Broad strike errors happen when coins are struck without a retaining collar, allowing the planchet to expand beyond its intended size. This results in a flattened appearance with smooth edges instead of redding or lettering. These can be either centered or uncentered depending on planchet alignment. Off-center errors occur when the planchet is misaligned during striking, causing partial images with missing elements. The result is a skewed, elongated appearance with incomplete design features. Die cuts form when pieces of the die break away, creating raised sections on the coin surface that follow the original rim outline. These breaks result from stress during production. Partial collars, also called railroad rim effect, happen when the planchet is only partially held by the retaining collar, creating irregular edge features that resemble railroad ties. Finned rims appear as thin flanges extending from the coin's edge, caused by excessive striking pressure forcing metal into gaps between die components. Double rims result from weak strikes or machine doubling, creating a secondary rim alongside the primary one. These differ from broad strikes by their thin, raised edges running parallel to the original rim. Misaligned dies occur when obverse and reverse dies don't align properly, producing coins with mismatched designs and uneven rim thickness. Other rim errors include rim burrs, small metal protrusions along edges, rim clips, missing sections from improper blank cutting, and crenellated rims, vertical prongs resembling battlements caused by prolonged redding. These manufacturing anomalies require careful observation to distinguish from ordinary damage, making them fascinating subjects for numismatic study.